Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Drop us an email at TNT at TNTRadioEmpire.com. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Do we get to leave early today since we went a little long with Ted McGinley late
no,
the show yesterday?
No, we got out just in time.
Oh, good.
We just in time.
I didn't think the water polo question would have so much legs.
No.
That was very cool, though. Yeah. I liked that, man.
And nobody else asked him about USC water polo.
Of course he played water polo. He's 6'3", blonde guy. In
Southern
California.
Now, ASU has a water polo program. I don't know if they did one. I went to school there, and it doesn't look like it's a club thing. It looks like it's a NCAA-sanctioned team.
If anybody has those,
I thought you played, Todd.
Yeah.
You said you were on the team.
I was the goalie. Yeah. And McGinley scored on me all the time. I hated that guy. No, but he discussed that
you were drowning.
He posed for a poster for what, Speedo?
Yeah.
And they took away his amateur status. He could have been an Olympian. He was the captain.
Yeah, but you know
of
what,
the
though?
Water polo team
then
at
I brought
USC.
The fact that took him into modeling and acting.
Yeah,
and that was his life.
Yeah, I think
you don't make money.
Been okay.
You don't make any money playing water polo. You know.
No, it all worked out for him.
Yeah. That was probably the better route to go for his life. You know.
Well,
it'll show a lot of water polo caps with your name on them. You know. Unlike jerseys, really.
I mean, the guy's never been, he's never been like the main star of a lot of things, but he's had a really solid career. I mean, he's in a lot of
Wayne's
stuff.
World, too.
Yeah. A very recognizable guy who's done a lot of great stuff.
We're not talking to Nikki Glaser today. That's canceled, but her tour's still on, by the way. The commercials are still running, so we knew that. She's calling out something else.
She's in Omaha on Sunday.
Sunday night at the Steelhouse in Omaha.
All right, tell her what, you know, she should call us, whatever.
We want to know why she didn't bang Pete Lee.
Yeah.
Well, what happened there?
They both didn't bang each other.
Right.
Pete told us a story.
They got in bed naked
and they were friends and never stopped anybody else. You know.
But I texted that out yesterday and Puss came back to me and said, well, we're never going to know.
The world may never know.
Yeah. Well, if only we could ask Pete Lee.
We don't have her side.
Right.
Pete Lee already told us.
Right. We've heard his side.
Yeah. So Nick was out last night doing a corporate with Cameron, right?
Yes.
And Cameron's not coming today. He's got some stuff he's got to do himself. But you got to explain this story. Now, first of all, you said the show went well.
Yeah, the show went great. They were a lot of fun. And it was one of the weirder shows. We get there, and my buddy that helped book it, he was wearing a white shirt, dark pants, and he's like, we meet him in the lobby of this hotel. He's like, everybody's up there, like, looks like me. And I'm like, well, that's kind of odd. Right. And we walk in, and it's a big white room, and everybody's wearing white dress shirts and dark pants. The vast majority of people are. And then.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
It's a corporate situation.
Corporate thing.
And it sounds kind of Freemason.
you wait to hear the awards.
So you were the only guy in a red hoodie?
Open bar. Yeah. That part was nice. And so. During my set, I asked them, I'm like, well, how do these awards work? It's like sales awards. I'm like, is it like the Oscars or people nominated or whatever? Right. And they're like, no, they're like three awards. And I'm like, what are the categories? Right. And this guy goes, well, he's like, one's a Trump award.
Jesus.
And I said, what?
Yeah,
and he's like,
point.
Yeah, it's like a Trump award. I'm like, that's a choice.
Yeah. You asked them why.
I'm like, does it come with legal representation?
Right.
And
this is all on stage, by the way.
Yeah,
you're saying it.
Yes, it's all during the show. They were on board. Nobody was like, right. He's like, well, we named it a long time ago. And I'm like, all right, fine.
Probably during the apprentice years. Okay, got it.
Yeah, no, but then I was worried. I'm like, I'm worried to
they
ask.
Could have changed
what,
it.
Yeah,
know?
They could. I'm like, I'm worried to ask what the other two awards are called.
Right.
And I'm like, what
you
are
did,
they? Yeah, they were like, well, there's a Ben Franklin Award.
And what'd you say about that, Nick?
I said, a slave owner.
And then the last
and
one.
And the third one was the Columbus Award. The Columbus Award.
Genocide of Indians.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Genocide and syphilis of Indians, Columbus, right.
I was like, you guys are just going for it.
What? You know what? That sounds like corporate America, doesn't it, though?
No.
No, it shouldn't be.
Not
you,
anymore.
Don't you say on stage last night, where's your HR department?
Yeah, I was like, I'm like, you not have an HR department? And they're like, she's right here.
She's bad. Bad at her job.
She was laughing.
I
think sometimes it takes something like somebody from the outside to come in and be like, what? What
Trump,
the hell are you doing?
Franklin,
Columbus.
And Columbus?
Yeah. In the morning.
No, I realize the Ben Franklin one should be changed too, the slave owner thing. I mean, but if he's the least
I get the Franklin.
He's least of the evil one. I'll give Franklin. He's a founding father and he actually. But, you know, come on. I'm not defending slave owning, by the way. But just hold your ears.
No, but do we have to wipe out the lexicon? Does everybody who owned a slave in the history of ever have to be wiped out?
No, you don't have to wipe them out, but I think it's real easy to name an award after somebody who didn't own a slave.
I suppose.
Yeah, I'm with Nick on that one, right?
But back in the Founding Father days, what wealthy person didn't have slaves?
Some up north didn't. Edison didn't have, I don't think. Not Edison, excuse me.
Careful what you say. We defended Francis Scott Key a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
And that
no, it was, the one, it, was the one, it was the one Paul Giamatti played.
John Adams.
He didn't have slaves?
No, I think he was a... I think his home state was like Massachusetts or something like
okay,
that.
Okay, I thought it was just commonplace.
I was so disappointed in myself after that show.
I don't know, I'm not sure
as right. Soon as I walked out of the room, I realized that I should have asked him if the Trump Award was contested.
Yeah.
I'm like, that joke was right there, and I missed it.
But nobody defended that crap, right?
No, everybody was laughing.
Of the first 12 presidents of the United States, John Adams and his son John Quincy Adams were the only two to never own slaves.
All right, the name of the John Adams Award, right? There you go.
Yeah,
founding father wrote the Constitution.
For things like this, where it's just your company award, where this doesn't take an act of Congress to change the name.
Yeah.
Just change the name.
Well, first of all, Trump for sure, because
this is Midwest corporate America.
Yeah.
We're anti-woke.
This was a company that there was one of the odd things about this show was there was a dude sitting right in front that wasn't wearing a white shirt. He was wearing like a dark like pullover type thing, and I was like, I'm like, do you work here?
Yeah.
And he was the CEO from Germany. Didn't speak any English.
Jesus.
I'm like, you should have brought in a magician or something like visual. If this guy,
right.
He couldn't understand anything I was saying.
Or Rammstein.
Could have been the Hitler Award. Too. Think about that.
And,
both
Hoss.
Awards, the Hitler Award.
Yeah. Do a hot speech.
We had a lot of fun.
At least they didn't come back at you. Like, oh, we like Trump in Columbus.
No, not at all. I think
they laughed, realized how stupid it was. Don't you have HR person is one of the best lines, Nick. I love that you did that. That's cool. All right.
Maybe. Jason writes us, I went for a weekend trip to Bangkok.
Yeah,
that's kind of a long flight just for a weekend. That's a whirlwind. Lost
how about
my
one
passport.
Night in Bangkok? That's even shorter.
Dude, stay for more than a night.
Lost my passport the first night from too much partying, went to the consulate, and they were no help.
Yeah.
Ended up having to
stay. Wasn't in jail. Yeah. He wasn't in jail.
But he stayed. They had to stay there for 2 weeks.
To get it sent to him, right?
Yeah. Well, no, someone turned it into the cops.
Okay.
I'm wondering if he wasn't military or something and, you know, a weekend pass from wherever he was stationed.
Oh, okay. That,
you know?
That makes more sense.
That would make a little more sense.
No.
Bangkok is one of those places I would be terrified
scared.
To throw trash at the wrong trash can or something.
Hire infested hooker, you know, that'd be trouble.
Oh, no, that's
you know, you would. Yeah. Right?
I think Bangkok is more ladyboys.
Whatever, as long as you get laid, you know.
And I don't think they have you can't spit your gum on the sidewalk. I don't think it's that kind of a country.
No, I don't think it's not that. That's Middle East. That's more of a Muslim thing, isn't it? I don't know for sure.
I think, the Hangover 2, were they in Bangkok?
Yeah.
Second one they were.
Yeah,
one and three are Vegas. Two is Bangkok.
Which, by the way, is underrated. It's actually pretty funny. The Bangkok.
Bangkok or Hangover 2?
They're all great.
Both.
But Bangkok, the movie Hangover 2 is underrated. I've never been to Bangkok.
I've never been to Bangkok. I don't know that that's really on my list.
No, it doesn't look that, it didn't, the city they were in didn't look that attractive. That's what they complained about that movie, because Vegas is always fun looking, and Bangkok was kind of a downer, at least not, well, the wedding site was nice.
Semi-dangerous.
Yeah, yeah. Semi-dangerous, right.
Bangkok
exactly.
Seems semi-dangerous.
Yeah.
Man, I mean, I want to visit all the continents, and I'm unsure where I'd want to go in Asia. I'm sure there's places in Asia I would like
to see. Nick, you sure you weren't in a cult meeting? You're right. Everybody wearing the same shirts is weird, man. Well, everybody had white on?
That's what it sounds like.
Well, none of us here wear dress shirts ever. So are dress shirts blue or gray anymore? Are they just all white anyway?
I think it was just like their uniform thing. I did mention to them after they said that there was the Columbus Award that the matching shirts and lack of diversity were a little more troubling. But they were good sports about it. So I'd like those shows, man, I always get.
Was the Columbus Award?
I always think
like
about
a,
those shows leading up to it. So I'm like, what am I going to talk about? Like,
yesterday, off
trying
here,
to find a joke that's
about?
Not about death or covered in a bodily fluid.
Right. Oh, you're right. You didn't do this, your dad's semen story?
No.
Okay. All right.
But all of that, and they never turned on you. That's really good. You know, you never lost the crowd. That they were into you poking fun at everything that they were doing.
And not one maggot in the background yelled, "Trump, yeah!" Some douchebag like that. Nobody yelled that? Cool. Columbus,
Jason Columbus. Just got back. He said he was in Hong Kong visiting a college roommate, and they took the weekend to Bangkok from there.
Okay.
That makes more sense.
Weekend to Bangkok.
Speaking one weekend in Bangkok doesn't quite have the same ring to it.
No, it doesn't. Not that it doesn't ring. It doesn't flow off the tongue there for a great song. Yeah. I don't know if we have time for this, Push, but you sent me the story about deathbed behavior.
Yeah.
Which is sad.
Hang on to that.
Okay,
we'll hang on to
a little
that.
Longer. Okay, got it.
Let's have some. When a time we can really dig into stuff that happens when you're dying.
Like that's Scottish, all of Jimmy Carter's behavior.
A
now.
Scottish tourist was mauled by a bear in Romania, speaking of foreign countries. They drove up to the bear, and the windows were up, and they said, nice bear. And they took pictures of the bear. It was a brown bear. And then they turned around, the bear act like it wanted to be the friend. So the 72-year-old woman lowers her window, and the bear looks like he wants to crawl in and be friendly and just bite your face.
Ah!
Did she die?
No. She got mauled, though.
Yeah.
You know, mauling never looks good. You know?
No. You never hear about, like, a slight mauling.
No. But it could be. It could have been a quick bite, and they got out of there. But the fact is, a bear bit her in the face because she rolled down the window. Oh, that's a cute bear. Yeah.
She did get a good picture, though. Do you see this in the article?
Is there a picture of her?
There's a picture of her phone with the picture of the bear she took, obviously right before the mauling, because he's got his paw on like the windowsill. Oh, and his head's right there by the rearview mirror. Yeah,
he looks like a teenager bear. That's not a full-grown bear.
No, yeah, he's
and they're
a
so cuddly, aren't they?
Oh, they're cute.
They want to be friends, right? Okay. And they'll bite your face off. The person driving the car said, "Yeah, we thought it was going to be friendly, and we turned out it was hungry." You know, he's joking about a friend being mauled. Right.
I want to eat some Scottish face.
And how much meat is on a 72-year-old Scottish chick's face? Not much, Ben.
Well, there's a picture of her being wheeled
probably
into the ambulance.
Haggis or something like that on her face.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, she probably smelled of haggis.
Right, right.
Oh.
She was just sweating haggis. Of course a bear is going to want to eat your face if they smell that.
Sweating haggis.
Oh, that's just terrible.
Yeah, don't roll your windows down.
Oh, she's got some meat on her chin. I could see where a bear might want to bite that chin.
Which chin you looking at?
Even the top one.
Even the
top one. Oh, okay. There's a couple different chins there.
Yeah, there's another one.
Like a hot dog tube hanging down there, right?
But if I were a bear, I'd go for that front chin. It looks pretty mean.
Especially if it's spelled like haggis. You're right,
Todd. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Todd turned Minnesota there for a second. Oh, yeah.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
American Giant makes great clothing, sweatshirts, jeans, and more, right here in the U.S. Visit American-Giant.com and get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com, code STAPLE20.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, real quick, before we go to go to commercial here in a minute, we did get an email yesterday that I would like to address this dude with his Deadpool complaint.
Oh, Jesus.
Did you read this?
No, you told me about it off the air.
Did it come just to you? I don't know
saw
this.
It came to all of us. It came to the TNT account yesterday at about 12:30, right after in the noon hour.
Right.
He would like to lodge a formal protest. I don't know if that's actually a thing in the Deadpool, but whatever.
No, it's not. Sure.
Against the Swami Smarananda hit that we did yesterday.
Yep.
He believes that we're being too lenient with the notable or famous.
What was he again?
He was some sort of high-ranking Hindu cleric, president, monk. I don't know.
He had a Wikipedia page, right?
He had a Wikipedia page, and that is generally the bar that we have set in the past, unless someone is, like we call, famous adjacent, a son or a family member of someone who is famous.
Right.
That doesn't count. No. But this guy, and the main point here is one person had him, and it was an alternate pick, so it doesn't count anyway. So
it's college free time, right?
But yeah,
it doesn't
count. So lighten up, Francis. Move on.
Yeah.
You know?
Be formal complaint. His name was Francis.
Yeah.
I don't think it is. No. Steve.
Lighten up, Steve.
I'm sorry, Steve.
That's like a weekend in Bangkok.
Yeah. Lighten up, Steve doesn't work.
It doesn't sound the same.
Exactly.
Yeah, if it doesn't affect the game or the outcome of the game, we tend to be a little
And lenient. We kind of got rid of that famous notable. If you have a Wikipedia page, you know.
Or if there's a news item covering your death, you were famous.
Yeah, you were famous, yeah. Because most people are not famous. Most people are not notable. I mean, in their circles they're notable, but to the rest of us they're not notable. So.
And we've always made the exception of you can't be just like the oldest living person.
If the guy with the foot long penis from England died, he's not famous.
Really,
he's not really famous.
He's not famous. No.
But this guy was somebody.
Yes,
in a certain portion of the world, or
we'll just take him away if Nick has him. He'll say, we just roll against Nick.
I don't think you're gonna have to worry about that.
You have all famous people. We're not actually.
Yeah, you got
Jimmy Carter's just laughing. Jimmy Carter's still kicking ass.
What a foot long penis guy in Britain had a Wikipedia page. He'd probably have to do more than just have a foot long penis.
Yeah, he'd have to, you know, be on a game show.
Oh, that's a start, right? Yeah.
How's that guy got to have an OnlyFans page?
You think the foot long penis would open some doors?
It does. Physically.
Subway endorsement
or beep a boat horn.
Yeah.
That too.
I don't think he has a thumb. Might not be able to pull to the doorknob, but if I push open a door, okay.
If it's one of those,
if it's
a lever handle where you just got to push it down,
slop it down.
Yeah, he could probably do that.
I think Todd meant metaphorically. I'm sorry.
Oh, did we miss that?
I think we did on
Whoops.
That one. There. Yeah. We dumb. Come on back.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.